Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Gantner Drummond, an attorney general who will defend our rights, uphold the rule of law, and serve the people of Oklahoma, not the political elite. When his nation called, fighter pilot Gantner Drummond bravely led the first U.S. combat mission of the Gulf War. Drummond returned home, became a successful businessman, rancher, and accomplished attorney. Now a new mission, defeat the corrupt political establishment. Put America first. Pro-Trump, pro-Second Amendment, ready to secure our elections. Gantner Drummond for attorney general.
Paid for by friends of Gantner Drummond, 2022.
I'm Randy Grellner. I'm a doctor by day and a farmer by trade. Raised as the son of a sharecropper, I feel more comfortable in cowboy boots with a gun than dress shoes with a pen. I learned hard work and rural values growing up in Kingfisher. Today, as farmers are feeling the impact of inflation caused by Democratic policies, doubling the cost of fertilizer and diesel, we need a stable food supply and we need to respect the farmers who make that possible. I am the only non-career politician and farmer running for Senate. I am Dr. Randy Grellner. I'm running for U.S. Senate and I approve this message.
Paid for by Dr. Grellner for U.S. Senate.
Well, we had a bounce back, a slight bounce back anyway, on the cattle market today. The June live cattle were up $1.10. There was some 36 early and then some 37 late trade and bid, and I think that was just enough to push the market higher here. And those 137 bid was in Kansas, and the market rallied in response to that. But 135.10 in June, up $1.10. August, the next month out, up 42 points at 134.30. There have not been any deliveries against the June live cattle. The oldest date is still December the 22nd of 21. So that was kind of interesting to see no deliveries. It's pretty far into the deal. So that's interesting there. August through September, October, November feeder cattle about unchanged here. The August up 2 on the last trade at 171.35. September down a little bit. The October's up 7.5 at 175.40. Underlying theme across all the markets is the strength of the U.S. dollar. The U.S. dollar index is above 100. Typically, whenever the dollar's high, that will impact what we export. Now, U.S. goods are more expensive to everybody else in the world, and that includes beef, grain, etc. Yesterday, there was some talk of some cattle dying in feedlot country due to the excessive heat. I have not seen any definite numbers.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
With rising gas prices, you don't want to drive multiple places to shop equipment. You want Great Plains Kubota, the brand that serves. From our Kubota mowers and tractors to Kubota construction equipment and hay tools, we've got a Kubota for you. Already own a Kubota? Visit any of our 7 Great Plains Kubota locations for our dependable parts and service. Visit gpkubota.com. gpkubota.com. Great Plains Kubota, the brand that serves.
Grain futures today were weaker across the board. We had corn anywhere from 1.5 to 3 cents lower. December corn at 7.20, down 1.5 cents. An inside day from yesterday's wider range. We're right at the moving averages there on the December corn. The bean market anywhere from about 7 to 12 lower. November 9.5 lower here at 15.24. Yesterday the bean market was under quite a bit of pressure, and today we didn't go through yesterday's lows on the November beans, but we were lower. So maybe that's a sign that the trend may be turning over here. July Kansas City wheat down 20.5 at 11.41 and a quarter. December down 20 and 3 quarters at 11.56. Below the moving averages there. Hedge funds aren't that long the wheat market, so if they add to the short, we may work on lower. We are cutting wheat right now, so there doesn't seem to be an immediate shortage in the market as new grain is filling up the bins. Today's cotton futures under pressure. Now, December cotton down 216 points at 120.65. And this week, the big news is what the Federal Reserve will announce in their interest rate decision. Some people are expecting up to 0.75 point increase tomorrow afternoon. And not just tomorrow, but again in another 6 weeks, another big increase. So it'll be interesting to see the markets pricing in that.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you and out of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.